All right, this is a piece of Torah from the Sefer Harei Kedem by, I think we wished him a mazel tov already, but a mazel tov again to Corey Gold on the birth of a grandson. He just had the Shalom Zachar this weekend, another grandson. I think three grandsons in several weeks, but you're doing very nicely, Corey. Mazel tov to you, and you should have many years of simcha nachas from the grandchildren. All right, anyway, this is a piece of Torah from the Harei Kedem by Rav Michal Zalman Shurkin from the Torah of the Rav. So he says in Sfiras HaOmer there are two minhagim. He quotes from the Sefer Shavu Rachamim that brings down the hanhagos from the Gra. He says that you count after Aleinu. You count Sfiras HaOmer after you recite Aleinu. And then he quotes the Chok Yaakov, that's Rav Yaakov Reischer, and the Prima Gadim, that's how you count before Aleinu. So he wants to have the Chakira is why should what are the two tzadim? Why should I count Sfira after Aleinu? Why should I count it before Aleinu? It's interesting how the Rav, you know, has these Chakira, like something like somebody else would do, just like pass over before Aleinu, after Aleinu. But he has a whole shtickle Torah about it. So it's telling you how we understand what the purpose of Aleinu is. One side is the Aleinu is the end of each tefillah, which I'll come to in a minute. Or perhaps Aleinu is preparatory to leaving the shul. And he quotes the Bach. The Bach says, "Omer Aleinu Shabaya." This the Bach says in Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel. This is by Hilchot Takanin. So he says, "Omer Aleinu Shabaya Chatam Hu Letkobel Vaveinu Kodem Shnif Torinu Vateyim Yichud Malchut Shemayim." That before we go to our homes, we want to implant or emphasize in our hearts that the oneness of God. And to have this amuna that Hashem eventually will take avodah zara from the world. Then, even though each Jew has business with non-Jews and they're over the avodah zara, and we see they're successful in business, that we won't have a yitzhara like to turn to the elilim and say, you know, that he's again the Bach dies in 1640. He's living at a time when Jews are under, you know, considerable legal liabilities and what they can go and do. And, you know, it's like enticing to think, you know, you can Raslan al-Slan convert and get things better. So you won't have such a Yetzahara. You won't have any Hirhara Avera. So one side of Aleinu is, before I leave Shul, I want to be, say to myself, you know, I'm going out to this alien world now, but there's one Hashem, and he's going to take the Gilum and Aretz. So he says, according to that, and he mentions the Minhag of the Chasim Sofer, was not to say Aleinu after Mincha on Erev Shabbos. In other words, on Erev Shabbos, they would daven Mincha, and like us, they would go into Kabbalah Shabbos. So the Chasim Sofer would not recite Aleinu after Mincha on Friday afternoon, because he's not leaving Shul. And from that reason, he says, we don't say Aleinu after Musaf on Yom Kippurim, or after Mincha, since we're the whole day in the Shul, so there's no Aleinu. So that's going according to Tzad, that Aleinu is just like, before you're walking out the door, you're saying Aleinu. He says, but then there's other people have the minute say Aleinu on Shabbos after Shacharis, and they said again after Musaf. We don't do that, but there are people who have the minute say Aleinu on Shabbos morning Shacharis before Kriyas HaTorah, and then they said again after Musaf. And the Machloket is the way he says, do I view Aleinu as part of the Tefillah? So Mela, every Tefillah then requires Aleinu L'Shabeach, like the Shari Tshuva brings down the Ari, Tzirich Lomar Aleinu Achar Shlosh Tefillah Rayom. In other words, just like you have a Kaddish Tiskabel after every Tefillah, right, you should accept our tefillot, you have Aleinu after every Tefillah. That would be the other tzad. See, Aleinu, it's like it wraps up the Tefillah. So he says, this way as he explains the Machloket, so if Aleinu is Gemar Tefillah, so the Sfira is a different mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for the Atzma. It really doesn't relate per se to Mariv. He says, so we have Tadir Vishino Tadir, so the Tadir is Aleinu. So if Aleinu is part of the Tefillah, so I'll finish up my Tefillah, I'll say Aleinu, and then I'll do Sfira Sa'omer. But if Aleinu is preparatory to leaving the shul, then I do Sfiras HaOmer before I say Aleinu. That's the basic Chakira. All right, any questions, comments, or thoughts? Yeah, what's up? What do you got for me? Say again, what? Right, correct. He has a similar, 100% correct, yes. Mark was saying, isn't it similar to L'David Hashem Ori? I mean, when we say L'David Hashem Ori. Yeah, right. It would be similar. Okay.
It's preparatory. still be Tanya Shem, Tanya Tanya Kodim.
No, no, no. Let's go slowly with this. Wait. No. But if the whole takana is bedavka before you walk out the door, so then that's what we want. In other words, that's the takana before you walk out the door. You say aleinu. In other words, right before you walk out the door, you say aleinu. So it's not an issue of tadir shenu tadir. This is that's what we wanted. In other words, we're not going to say tadir and not say it before you walk out the door. So when you're ready to walk out the door, you say aleinu. That's the way it's going. Okay, I think that's it. Okay.